You're deep into your story. The plot is moving. And suddenly, you can't remember where John is. Or worse, he's in two places at once. Then, a flashback pops up that no longer fits the timeline. Every writer knows this feeling. It's frustrating, it's time-consuming, and it can make you feel like your book is slipping away. Novellium was created for this exact problem. It's built by real authors who understand the late-night rewriting panic, not tech bros who have never written a chapter in their life. Novellium never tries to write your story for you. It acts like a story editor beside you, keeping your voice intact while catching what breaks drafts, plot tangles, character inconsistencies, pacing problems, and timeline slips. You fix issues early instead of losing months in rewrites. Start using Novellium today and get your first month free with code PODCAST at novellium.so. That's novellium.so, code PODCAST.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards collecting and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. We had a little hiatus, and we'll get to why we did that here in just a moment. But Andy, your big football card takeaway from not only this past week, but the week before that was what?
It's Drake May every week. Drake May's fame and fortune is getting higher and higher each week, man. We have him as the clear number one in the hype rankings right now. I mean, the cat's got 1,600 eBay buy it now solds in the past 24 hours, and he didn't even play on Sunday. He played last Thursday night, man. But Drake May, and then before that, what he did to my Buccaneers, I mean, sent my Buccaneers into a two-game little losing hiatus here, losing dip. Man, he's been on fire, Carter, and you called it. You called it last season. If you go and look at the prices and how much they've gone up since then. If you bought Drake May at any point during, you know, like the end of last season or throughout this past offseason, you're making good money right now.
Yeah, not to pat myself on the back, but that was probably the best call I've ever made, is to tell everyone to not, you should never just go all in on one play, because there are variables that come into the equation that you have to factor in. It's very risky if you're doing the whole flipping thing. But, Andy, it was pretty clear watching the tape yesterday and watching the tape from last year that this guy was special. Now, they're talking about him being better than my dear beloved Jaden Daniels. That's not going to happen on this show. That's not going to happen on this show. But I will say, there are times when you watch him and you're like, is this the best young quarterback in the NFL? So for those that bought when I gave him as my play of the week at least 3 to 5 different times over this past year, congrats to you. Andy, I do think there are some other quarterbacks that you could potentially buy low on as they continue to struggle and wallow in their sorrows. So we'll get to some of those names as well.
Yeah, I mean, you look at real quick, Carter, to interject, you look at Caleb Williams. I mean, they're winning games. The Bears are what now? 7-3? I mean,
yeah.
Or 8-2? I mean, the Bears are having a great run here. Some really creative play calling, but Caleb Williams not really playing all that well, and he's not putting up big numbers.
So for you, what do you think will happen to his cards? I mean, I would have to venture they would need to continue winning for his stuff to really go up, because sometimes stuff will go up on losing teams if you're out there balling out of your mind. But that is not the case here with the Caleb. The team is winning, and he's playing fine, but it's not as if he's lighting it up like Drake May's lighting it up.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll look at Slabhawk and look at his Silver Prism compared to Drake May here. So let's just pop in Caleb Williams and Drake May. Look at his graded PSA 10 market. Look at that Super Liquid Silver Prism. And let's see what that card is doing for each of them, excluding Jaden Daniels. You know, Jaden Daniels' market has held strong because I think most collectors realize, especially if they have any like sizable money invested in him, that he's going to rebound from these injuries and come back. And, you know, so there's still a lot of that hope and expectation built in. But look at Drake May Silver Prism PSA 10. Now, let's see if this trend is accurate. And it is, because we have multiple Silver Prism PSA 10 transactions now that are over $1,000. You're looking at a new trend of $1,150. And that's from a low when the season started of 350, Carter. So that's a tremendous, you know, triple up opportunity for people that bought Drake May at the beginning of the season. And then you go and look at Caleb Williams here, and we are just sitting at an average of 587, a trend of 593, an actual reduction in his price values going back to before the season. He had more expectations before the season, so he was trading at a higher value, around that 700 to 750, went down because of his singular performance, even though the Bears are winning games, and now is starting to trickle back up because I think people are realizing that he's becoming a playoff opportunity, a playoff flip. There's a good chance that the Bears snag a playoff spot. And so that's, I think that's the hope, and that's why you're seeing this value go back up, right? But I would cap the upside for Caleb. I don't think the upside for Caleb is that $1,000 unless the Bears make a deep playoff run and he has some good performances in there.
Generational opportunity to buy Drake May, and you missed it, folks. You missed it. That's why you can't miss the show. You gotta watch the Football Card Quest. And honestly, where the Drake May play started making a lot of sense for me, Andy, was not only comparing him to Caleb, but also to Jaden Daniels. You know, I vividly remember talking about, do I still think Jaden is better than Drake? Sure, right? But I was talking about the distance between the two of those. It's how I made money doing Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert, right? Their rookie seasons, Herbert was ahead of Burrow. And, you know, I was like, is Justin Herbert better than Joe Burrow? I really didn't think that at the time. There was a lot of bias mixed in there. But at the same time, you can do this with rookie quarterbacks in the same class once you get pop counts and all of that factors in. But when I started seeing J.J. McCarthy cards were more than that of Drake May on some of the cards of J.J. McCarthy, I was like, now this is a generational buying opportunity. So shout out to all our listeners that took advantage of that. But I will guarantee it, I will not continue to be right about these things, right? There's going to be things that we do indeed get wrong. So we go to the chat here. Hector makes a good point. Silvers are good investments due to 2024 being condition sensitive.
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at the grade rate for Caleb Williams. That is just a 20% hit rate from Raw to PS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Day 10. And then I pulled up a couple other guys because you just mentioned J.J. McCarthy. And Bo Nix is a really interesting case study as well, because the Broncos, Denver Broncos are winning games. And this is an interesting team to also grab a playoff spot. And there's been definitely some games where Bo has looked great, and Bo's showed some of that escapability, that escape artist talent that Baker Mayfield's got. And he's got some you know, dual threat ability if he just improves on the deep ball, which in the last couple games he's done better, in my opinion, on the deep ball. And so I'm looking at his Silver Prism PSA 10 sitting at just 420. And you see that's also a 24% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate, population of 750, and it's kind of bouncing around. But look, the latest transaction, it kind of goes back. It's starting to go back up a little bit from hitting a low of about 400. So, I think the Denver Broncos. So you can see we're in that mid-season dip period, and people are starting to plan and make these plays here for the playoffs aspirations coming up in January.
Your biggest thing outside of the rookie quarterbacks that has stood out to you? You know, for me, Andy, I look at some of these other young skill position guys. Mm-hmm. You know, Camp Scataboo is just so unfreaking believably popular. I'm going to be watching his market pretty closely because mm-hmm. he is indeed hurt. He was on the wrestling Raw yesterday. I don't know if you saw that or not, Andy. So this guy has an insane amount of popularity. But yeah. This is something that you have to factor in with a lot of these guys, is that Scat's prices were ridiculous before he ever played it down, and he was a fourth down pick. So could we see a dip potentially in buying some of his cards? And then you go to his rookie quarterback counterpart, old Jackson Dart. He's still playing. It's so obvious he's good, but he's not out for the season. He misses his past weekend with the Jameis Winston, you know, stepping in. So now, could this be a buy low opportunity for the Giant Stars, Andy?
Not really, and this is why, Carter, because they're coming out of sets that are being released right now, and sure. The cards have that new set effect when combined with a rookie on a big market team and putting up the type of plays they've already put up. You know, it's going to be hard to see a dip, find a dip. If you're finding a dip, it's likely in their college uniform cards. It's likely in their sets that were released from Panini Instant, the stuff that is released initially or early on in the player's college career that is now being overshadowed by the new stuff coming out, the Panini Mosaics, the, you know, Donruss Downtowns. And then those premium cards from the new sets coming out now are going to stay at a premium for these players until their second season. You know, when you get into the player's second season, like we are this year, with a lot of guys, all these quarterbacks we just mentioned, now we have their entire supply out in the market from all, you know, 50 to 55 different sets that are manufactured by Panini, Fanatics, whoever's going to manufacture them. So, yeah, it's really tough to find a dip, a good dip, on a good card for a rookie that has achieved the type of, you know, hype and notoriety that these guys have. And the best time is going to be that second year. And hopefully, like, you know, if you want to really buy into a good Cam card, you hope that his second year starts off slow and, you know, maybe people think the injuries still bother him and this and that. And then you can buy in the midseason dip only for him to actually go on and have a great career beyond that, you know?
Let's get to a few more chat questions here. I do want to shout out Dominic Davis. He was actually a big fan of Joe Milton, and he was sad that the Patriots let Joe Milton go. And I kept telling Dominic, Drake May is that guy. We go to Jonathan overseas, who says, what is the deal with Cam Ward?
Well, they just fired all their coaches. So, you know, they thought the deal was play calling. And Cam is like, well, if we play like the way we want to play, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be crushing it. I don't know, Carter. What do you think? Cam can still pan out as a decent NFL quarterback? Do you think's going on there?
Yeah, so a few things are at play here. The first is Cam Ward has been terrible. I mean, there's just no other way around it. it's been bad. We can get into the play calling. We can get into some of these offensive line misses. J.C. Latham has been a problem. That was a first-round pick that's not really been good for them. Wide receiver is a problem. Calvin Ridley now gone for the year. He does have good young weapons. Gunnar Helm is a very interesting tight end player, a young tight end player for the Titans. Shimray DK's got real juice, more so as a returner. Elik is pretty good as well. But it's bad. I mean, it's really, really, really bad. You know, there's times when you look at his film and it's like truly ridiculous. You do see the high-end throws that he could make. The problem is, you know, when you compare him to, let's say, Drake May was in a similar, arguably worse offensive environment last year, but you saw the special. And that's why it's very important to actually sit and watch the games because, well, what is actually happening on the field? Is the team winning because of the QB or is the team winning because of its environment? That's why you got to be careful with a guy like Bo Nix, right? So, you know, this offseason, the way the prices were in Indy, it was Jaden Daniels, and then it was obviously Caleb Williams because of a lot of that hype, and then it was Bo Nix, and then it was Drake May. Okay, so for me, I just simply saw that the film said that Drake May was better. Now, as far as Cam Ward, the film is probably a little bit better than how bad the production has actually been. You know, the Titans is just a very rancid organization right now, all the way up to ownership. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, and it could be a really good buy-low opportunity if they are able to find that Ben Johnson to get him going. But if you were to ask me, Andy, I do think the overall body of work, the tape is worse than May. The tape is worse than Nix. The tape is definitely worse than Jaden, and it's worse than Caleb. But we'll see. Obviously, quarterbacks develop at different paces. Okay. Bryce brings up an interesting point, or Hector does. Was Bryce Young's rookie season better than Cam Ward's rookie season? Up to this point, Andy, what say you?
Whew, man, the rookie season, Bryce Young was really bad. I mean, it's hard. That's going to be like really nitpicking. I mean, without studying all the film, like now, just based on my memory, I'd probably say they were equally as bad, you know. It's bad. They were both bad. Maybe Bryce Young's was a little bit better toward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's a tail end. But we'll see. I mean, you know, still a little bit of time left in this season. And, you know, I hope that Cam Ward bounces back like Bryce Young. Bryce Young is, you know, hopefully the injury is nothing major here, but Bryce Young has been playing really, really good lately. And the Carolina Panthers, as you pointed out, the last time we were on air, had a 500 record. But now they're above 500, Carter. 6-5. I mean, this is a team that could maybe wild card spotted out, man, at the end of the year if Bryce can stay healthy.
It's one of those situations, though, where it's really, if we're going to call a spade here, it's the Rico Dowdle show, baby. If you could sell whatever Rico Dowdle cards that could be out there in existence, you should be able to sell it. There's also a few players, Andy, I would highly recommend people think about moving as they're having, you know, minor spikes. How about a guy whose career was really left for dead? Jahan Dotson has had a few different big plays. So we're not only going to talk about the fancy schmancy high-end quarterbacks. We're going to talk about some of the deeper cuts here on today.
Jacoby Myers trade. I think that was a benefit for him. He's starting to look like an alpha there now.
Look at Rico Dowdle, rookie ticket autos, Andy, going for $55.
Yeah, I know. $55, man. So if you go, and this is most recent, even a college uniform, $56. Now, of course, that may be a best offer accepted, but look, you have an auction right above it yesterday for $51. So if we go to lowest and look at what you could have got those for, you know, auction 204, let's go back September 13th, beginning of the season, auction 550, September 7th, auction 250. 325. That Rico Dotto card is now up to $50. And that's why we play this game, Carter.
I want people to think about the backup syndrome, right? So Dotto was the backup running back. He's given the opportunity. And you see right there, basically, what, a 4 or 5X of that rookie ticket auto that you could have bought for a few dollars. If you go to a card show, you could find a Rico Dotto rookie ticket auto probably in a dollar box or $2 box or whatever. So I want to go back to a play of the week, Andy, that I gave a few weeks back. And I still think there's time for people to get in on this. But just keep in mind that Jordan Love has a tendency to go out of games, and this is an extremely talented team, the Green Bay Packers. Malik Willis steps in and looks admirable. I've given Malik Willis out as a play multiple times. I still think you could buy low on him. There was a few other NFL notes that I wanted to get to before we get into some product news and notes. Andy, this is also a strange time if you're a Matthew Stafford collector. And also, if you're just a collector of some of these guys that are on the last leg of their careers and they're playing at a ridiculously high level, one of those names being Christian McCaffrey, you do seriously, I know it feels weird if you're collecting their stuff and they're on the sun run right now and you're deciding whether or not you're going to move it. Well, Andy, there's these kinds of guys like them where I'm not sure if either both of the, if either one of them are making the Hall of Fame. I'm not. So you do need to seriously consider moving some Stafford stuff, because it's ridiculous how much his stuff is gone up just this season. But it's for good reason. He leads the team, the NFL in passing touchdowns.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, man, such a gunslinger. I think he makes it into the Hall of Fame one day, Carter. And this year, I mean, who knows? These Rams could make a deep playoff run. So yeah, we've seen his cards go up a lot. You look at, I mean, these cards are iconic too. You know, it's just beautiful sets that they have here from 2009. I love the Bowman Chrome. You see, that's up 18%. The Topps Chrome PSA 10 up 20%. I mean, these are solid increases for a guy. Let's see if this increase here on his base Topps 2009 with that big rookie card shield PSA 10. Yeah, I mean, before the season, it looks like 60. To $70 average here, and now we're, look at this plateau they've hit in November, 140 to 150, and now we're cruising at 150 to 160 on that card. So that's you look, 49% grade weight of raw to PSA 10, population of 551. That's solid, man. It's a fun market to play in, because you know, more emphasis on the grade and the more common cards, because his rare cards are really hard to find, especially in good condition at this age. You know, they're almost 20 years old. So you look at the rookie ticket autos here, PSA 10, it's $1,800, latest sale November, November 10th, last Monday. So population of 72, just 72. Low pop. So, you know, you get your hands on one of those cards, if it's raw, it could be some condition issues there. The PSA 10, though, is not trading for the same as what Joe Burrow or, you know, the ultra-modern players are going to trade for just because of his age. But there's definitely opportunity there in Matt Stafford's market, sell for a nice profit this playoffs, because, well, after he retires, they're going to flatten out in value, may lose some value over time.
Yeah. Andy, before we get to a hobby tip of the week, I do want to talk about our hiatus. You got really sick. Like, I don't, and you don't ever want this channel to be about like your personal life, because you people are here wanting to watch and listen to football cards. And before Andy goes on the spiel, I do want to have a good conversation about college cards. The chat wants to talk about that. But Andy, I want people to go behind the scenes of the Kaysen household. How sick were you exactly?
I was hectic, man. Yeah, sick. I got like some kind of virus and, you know, threw up all night long, lost like 15 pounds, crashed diet, you know, best crash diet out there. But then the wife got it. My son got it. My daughter got it. The whole house went down. So I was trying to keep up with them while also keeping up with my main job. I've been up to my eyeballs in work there as well. And then the next week, last week we had already had a family trip planned with my parents. And my son barely recovered in time to go on that trip. Like, he was still drinking Pedialyte in the car driving up to the mountains
right
on that trip. So then trying to keep up with everything last week. And, man, I Sunday night, I had all my notes written down. I was ready to go for Monday. But I could not even get out of bed that Monday. I really thought I was going to go to the hospital. That was the sickest I think I've ever been.
Now, you told me you were like, is this it?
Yeah, I did. I thought my appendix had ruptured or I thought I was dying. So I thought something. I was like this close to going to the hospital.
Right. So we did not want to take a hiatus. So last week, we were planning to take a week off for your vacation with your work schedule and all of that. It's just the previous weeks, the entire Kaysen household was sick. So we're happy to be back with you once again. Please join the football card Patreon and all that good stuff. And now we get into college cards. The chat has been wanting us to talk about that. I have a few plays that I think could really interest all of you. But Andy, as someone who studies the college card market, this is the name that if nobody that knows anything about college football needs to know, it's Fernando Mendoza. All right, so he is the star quarterback of Indiana. He is probably going to be the heavy favorite in the next week or so to be the number one overall pick in next year's NFL draft. All right, so a few things about Mendoza's cards is that he is indeed an Indiana transfer. So he was with the Cal Bears, then he transfers to Indiana, and this is one of those instances where he was really good at Cal, but there weren't a whole lot of Cal cards printed. He wasn't in Bowman last year. So you have a Drake May aspect here where Drake obviously wasn't a transfer, but he had a Bowman first a little bit later in his college career. And you compare it to someone like Jackson Dart. He has had Bowman first cards since 2022 at Ole Miss. So he had multiple years of that product being out. This is a little bit different here with Mendoza because with him only being you know, in this Bowman first this year, there is some built-in scarcity with this card, Andy. So you can see there's a silver auto or a refractor auto there for $305. That's $1,000 out of 25 short print. I love that design. But his base autos, Andy, are going for anywhere from $250 to $300.
Wow, yeah, I see that, Carter. I do like this new Bowman Chrome University design with the first logo at the top left, sharp card. But this is what's so interesting about football cards, right? You have to take each player's market on a case-by-case basis, right? If Fernando Mendoza was playing for the New York Giants right now, obviously this is not the card that everybody would be chasing. They'd be chasing that the Panini Instant or whatever rookie that came out in his Giants uniform. But because Fernando Mendoza is still in college and this is his market, this is all that's out for him, his cards are going to trade equivalent to what a pro quarterback's cards are going to trade for because he's a pro in his own league, in the college league. So, you know, if you break it down like that, and so when you look at his market, you're seeing $1,000 for a Bowman Chrome U out of 25, you know, and that's what you'd see from a premium quarterback in the NFL if you have pro uniforms. And there's a whole, you know, subset of people that flip these college cards just like they do the pro uniform cards. So it's a lot of fun. And it's a whole nother league and subset of cards that you can get into that have ups and downs, just like the pro uniform cards have ups and downs every year.
And the NFL teams are going to love him. He interviews really, really, really well. He's an interesting guy. He's an affable personality. So I really, really, really like Fernando Mendoza. But what do we do here on the Football Card Quest, Andy? We try to do our best to give you deals. So Mendoza's up there as one of the more expensive players on Bowman. All right. There is another quarterback that has serious first-round draft capital, Andy. And guess what? Nobody is talking about him because he's not playing all that well. That is Lenore Sellers, okay? Lenore Sellers, his football cards are roughly going for $50, which is practically way cheaper than that of Mendoza. As you can see, Mendoza's cards are in the – and obviously Andy had to fix his mic. I don't know what happened there. But Mendoza's base autos go for roughly $300. Right now, Lenore Sellers is going for $50 to $55. Now, you do have to bake in the risk that Sellers is not playing well right now. But here's the thing. We are playing for the NFL draft to flip these cards. And if you look at most draft boards, both of them have first-round draft grades. You know, before the season, Mendoza had some first-round draft hype. It wasn't as if this just came out of nowhere. But Sellers was the most talked about NFL draft prospect. And for those that don't know Sellers, this is truly an athletic marvel. He is going to be compared quite a bit to Anthony Richardson. And some of those are indeed valid. The difference, though, for me is that Sellers has been a better college quarterback than Anthony Richardson. And there's also a difference in their experience. As many of you know, Anthony Richardson, the stat that just gets beaten over your head a gazillion times is that Anthony Richardson didn't have all too many starts. Lenore Sellers, this is his second full season as a full-time starter, and he's been involved, obviously, with South Carolina even before that. And he's actually won some big, big, big games and played amazing in some big games. I also think Sellers is a better runner than Anthony Richardson, as crazy as that sounds. Sellers is arguably the most difficult quarterback I've ever seen to bring down. All right, I know it says a lot. Obviously, Cam Newton's in that conversation. Josh Allen is definitely in that as well. But that just shows you how good Sellers is at making guys miss. Now, with that said, he will take bad sacks. Accuracy can be all over the place, but he has a cannon. He has the tools that a lot of scouts covet. But, you know, it's still going to be, to me, Mendoza and another guy by the name of Ty Simpson. So now we get into Ty Simpson's market, another college quarterback in for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Where it gets interesting for me as far as Ty Simpson is concerned is he has had stuff printed for a few years now. All right, he was a five-star quarterback, and there's been Ty Simpson cards on the market for a while. I like Ty a lot. Sees the game really well for a guy who has just this year of starts. He was the backup of Jalen Milroe, who a lot of you are very familiar with. You know, the difference for me here is Simpson has serious first-round draft capital buzz. Does he decide to come back for another full year of college starts, which I do?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I think would be advice to him. Potentially to come back for another season and play. So we shall see what happens. But I do think Lenore Sellers at roughly 50 to 75 on the high end for his base auto and Mendoza in that $300 range, I do think that gap is one that you could potentially exploit. So there you go.
Are they, Carter, are they draft eligible in 2026?
Yes. So they'll probably more. Mendoza, I would say, is definitely coming out. I do think Sellers has one more year of eligibility. But, you know, for me, it's one of those things where, yes, Sellers might not be that great. This has been a down year for him. He could slide some, but I just think the tools are where they are right now. And I just see him enough on first round mock.
Yeah.
Now, once again, that could just completely fall off a cliff here. But we shall see. I do think that's a pretty big discrepancy, though. $50 for his Bowman first basics and $350 for Mendoza. So we shall see.
I would say on this card, right? You have this auction here ending in 3 hours. It's a purple Bowman first rookie auto out of 75. I mean, if you're serious about this, be ready to bid up to 200, 250. But if you're getting this card around between 200 and 250, I mean, that's not a bad investment. That's actually a really solid price point if you compare it to pro quarterback rookie autos of similar situation, you know? So, and you got to remember, like we talked, that this is his market. So don't judge it based on the fact it's a college uniform card. Judge it based on how does it rank compared to the other cards in Lenore Sellers' market. And compared to those other cards, this is a premium top tier card for his current market. You just don't want to hold it long term, like hold it until he's, you know, a couple years as a pro. That's not the play here. The play is to buy this and flip it at draft time. And I think you could probably double your money if you buy it around 200 and he goes in the first round.
A few other names, if you want to get really sexy with the QB play, is Josh Hoover of TCU. It's been a weird season for him. His stuff is relatively cheap. You know, one thing I want to bring to the forefront, Andy, is, and I'm sharing my screen now here, is these O-N-I-T, Onnit cards. Boy, oh boy, we talked about them not too long ago. We have seen some ridiculous sales with Ohio State players in particular. Jeremiah Smith's Onnit stuff can just get absolutely ridiculous. But Hoover, whether it be Bowman or some of these, I mean, God, that's just a sick card. I know I'm a sucker for the color purple, but dadgum, I like the fact that they're numbered here as well. Don't sleep on them. I understand like Bowman is like the big shebang, if you will. But man, dude, some of these Onnit cards look amazing. If you ask me, as far as you know, some of these teams, LSU has Onnit stuff, Texas A&M, Marcel Reed. So it is something of note. But you know, we'll see. Whatever college card you want to go get, I'm a college football nerd, Andy. I don't care, and I'm not a sucker for any one company. So if you can get deals, go get deals, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. What it comes down to is the rookie auto, and that being one of the, you know, few rookie autos for that player's market. Like you can see even like a base paper Onnit for Lenore Sellers is still going to go for $40 to $50 because he just doesn't have that huge market, you know. And right now it's still a good card. And if you look at some of these cards from Onnit that they've made, like these chrome ones, I mean, look at this chrome one, October 28th, $233.50 for Lenore Sellers. It's got the rookie auto. It's numbered out of 10 right there. And that's what people are chasing. They're chasing a good looking card that's got that rookie auto. That's probably the most premium asset in football cards. And then outside of that, you know, you're looking for the cool design. And this, it kind of has like a metal universe type vibe to this card, doesn't it, Carter? I mean, it's just it's kind of like a classic chrome finish in the background. Good looking card. And when you stack it up next to Bowman, it's not doing too bad, man. It's hanging in there with Leaf. In some cases, it's doing better, you know. So yeah, I'm pressing. I definitely think that you know, you also look at that and you're like, that's on card auto as well, which it gives a nice little boost to the value. Just, I guess, I think like the personability of the card is more personal. You know, the player touched it, they signed it, and, you know, it gives a little bit more value to it.
For you NBA nerds, looks kind of like a skybox auto right there.
Oh, skybox. Oh,
look at it, dude. It really is nasty. And Don says Onyx typically on card autos numbered and they look good. I'm with you, man. And honestly, they are in on college, right? So if you're a college guy, like myself, they should fire you up. Now, you are right, Terry. The BYU Cougars dominated my guy Josh Hoover this weekend versus TCU. But then again, that was BYU coming off a loss versus Texas Tech, a night game in Mormon country. Andy, you're not going to win. Dude, have you – be honest, Andy. Have you ever seen the BYU night atmosphere?
No. No, it sounds exhilarating, though.
Bro, they get in it. And you got to remember, I'm an SEC guy. So they don't have the advantage of being liquored up. They're just up there having themselves a good time. And I have some Mormon friends, dude. They love them. Some BYU Cougar football. A name to keep an eye out for is a quarterback who wears the number 47. Bear Bachemeyer. Okay, remember that name. That kid is a true freshman sensation. So there you go. Andy, one final college player. We have a few people asking me about Taylen Green. I break down Taylen Green's film every snap, every week on Power Hour SEC, and I got to see him in person this past weekend. You are correct, though. Just way too many interceptions, but it could be one of those situations where his athleticism is just so unfreaking believably ridiculous that an NFL team falls in love with him. V-Bros, really quickly on Joey Aguilar. I don't see much of an NFL perspective future with him. Tennessee offense, older QB, tons of interceptions, but I'm cheering for him. I'm obviously a big Vol content creator as well. I say a ton of interceptions. It's not a whole heck of a lot, but he's thrown some untimely ones this year. So, Andy, the chat wants to talk about Brock Bowers. Your thoughts on Brock, who had the huge, huge, huge game versus Jacksonville, and now we are, and that was from a few weeks ago, we are where we are right now with the number 89 for the silver and black.
Yeah, I mean, he made a small resurgence there, so let's take a quick peek and see, you know, what that's done to his market. I mean, he had that 43-point game on Jacksonville, but this past week just 1 for 31. You know, so, and I saw Mike, it's just the Raiders are so dysfunctional right now, man, especially on offense. So, yeah, obviously he's the guy there. He's the best player on that team on offense. Besides Ashton Jeanty, Bowers is probably better than him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I were to compare like tight ends market versus position versus running back position. So, when I look at Brock Bowers' rookie auto market, of course, it's special because he's a Fanatics athlete, so he doesn't have Panini autographed cards. So you have to take that in consideration. That's going to make your Topps Chromes and those cards at the top of his market. As you see his Topps Chrome here, Refractor PSA 9, $99 or best offer, and that's not serial numbered. So you want to compare it to Panini Prism Silver rookie auto. But because that Topps card is not licensed, it's probably about 75% of that. So then you can see that when you look at something like a Topps Resurgence rookie auto for $60 in auction yesterday. So, you know, take that in consideration with his market. He's still at a low compared to where he was at before the season. And then let's pull him up in Slabhawk and look at that PSA 10 market, those Prism Silvers. There's a Prism Base, Prism Variation. I really like to look at Prism Silver. Yeah, look at that, Carter. June, July, a little bit, but around 200 in the preseason, and then took a big hit. October 14th was his bottom, and then that game was 2 weeks ago. I mean, you're seeing a little bit of a spike, actually, 140, 160, $160 buy it now, 145 auction. So his bottom was $100, and that's when I was telling you guys to buy him. He's back up a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he dips back down. I'd say Prism Silver under 125 is like an absolute snipe for Brock Bowers, and you stash him. Right now is a great time to buy Brock Bowers, Carter.
Yeah, I'm in on Bowers. I mean, look, let's say the Raiders have the number one pick, give him Fernando Mendoza. Bowers stuff would go up regardless before he actually plays it down next year for the Raiders. And look, Jacoby Myers out of the picture. The Raiders used a lot of draft capital on receiver this past year, so it's not like they're going to, you know, draft, you know, the young man out of Arizona State, Tyson. So, you know, I'm in on that. I believe Bowers with the good QB is going to be ridiculous. Jonathan wants to talk about Kenny Gainwell.
He had a monster week. I mean, that's why I love Kenny Gainwell. He's got a great work ethic, and you know, they're all aboard the Mason Rudolph train. I'm really interested to see what's going on with Aaron Rodgers' wrist. But Mason Rudolph knows how to lead a team. And so Gainwell's going to continue to be involved as long as he's healthy. And he's the type of guy that can put up some nice performances. He's just a grinder, man. So, you know, you're not going to see big spikes, I don't think, on this point in his career unless the Steelers make a nice playoff run. But I'm a Gainwell holder. And I've got some good Gainwell cards that I'll definitely be looking to maybe sell at a profit and just keep my best one for collector's sake, because Gainwell's won me plenty of fantasy matchups in the past, man. He's come in real clutch for me. So I'm kind of a Gainwell collector. And, you know, just hearing the stories about him, he's the first guy on the practice field, last guy to leave, work ethic incredible. It's a guy that I can really look up to as a role model as well, you know?
No, oh, dang, dude, you're sounding like Kenny Gainwell's like cured cancer. You
well, that's why I love me some James Conner too, man, the Terminator.
I love it as well. So, Andy, it's now time for a hobby tip of the week. Mine is pretty simple. Go back and listen to our interview with Mr. Mojo, who joined us hours before going to rip packs with James Harden. And Mojo, obviously big friend of the channel, we're big fans of his. He dropped a ton of nuggets in there. And I think one interesting one is, how are we going to react as football card guys now that Topps NBA is out with the licenses, right? Of course, yeah. There's discussions with that. So go back and listen to our last interview before our hiatus because Andy got ill. So make sure you check that out. Andy, your hobby tip of the week is?
Yeah, it kind of goes along those same lines. I mean, now I think you're going to see Fanatics take over. And maybe this is, you know, man, it's kind of like a karma situation for Panini. If you go back and listen to what Mojo, he broke down the history of Panini in the hobby, taking over the license. And kind of starting this whole licensing war going back to the late 2000s with Upper Deck and Topps and all those companies. So go back. He has a lot of knowledge he dropped on us about that. And I think what we're seeing is Panini really trying to sell off here before they lose the NFL license. You're looking at the sealed product. I mean, look at the price reductions on all the sealed product across the board. We haven't seen these kind of sales on sealed product since before 2020. I mean, you look at this stuff, like brand new sets that have just come out, the 2024 Optic down from 175 to 140. What about the 2025 Mosaic Hobby Box down from 540 retail to now 360? That's a huge reduction of almost $200. 2025 Certified Hobby Box down from 300 to 200. That's another almost 30% reduction there. 2025 Mosaic Hobby Mega Boxes, which would typically be something that scalpers are trying to find on the shelves at Target and flip on the secondary market on eBay, they're discounted straight from the distributor, and they have plenty of stock from 80 to 65. And I think, you know, that goes to the hit rates being diluted and pulling some of the premium autographed products out of retail boxes and them keeping those prices still elevated like they had that product like they did in 2020. You know, so it's like where people are now wised a lot more. The hobby has wised up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To Panini's ways and are focusing more of their budget on singles and not so much sealed product until all the dust settles with Fanatics and Panini. And then we'll have to reevaluate what the Fanatics boxes hit rates are and how diluted and kind of how their model works. But, you know, I think that's what we've seen here, Carter. So I think the writing's on the wall at this point. For a big change next year in the hobby.
Yeah, we'll see how that all plays out. Yeah, I don't know how I totally feel about all of that, Andy. I've gone back and forth. We've been discussing this for years now. I remember when the news broke when we were live about the licenses. And this was like 2 years ago, that in 2026, it's all coming to a head when it comes to football cards. So we'll see. Obviously, there's a lot of lawyer stuff that's way over our heads. Paul Lesko is a really good follow when it comes to sports card law stuff. Andy, I do want to get to play of the week, and I'll go first. One guy that has constantly amazed me is Troy Franklin. Okay. I like Troy Franklin a lot. You know, he played obviously college football with the Bo Nix, but even with that, you see the connection those two have. Obviously, we've seen more from Pat Bryant, the rookie out of Illinois. And Cortland Sutton is the guy there, Marvin Mims as well. But it was Troy Franklin who caught the big pass this past weekend to seal the game away versus the Chargers. And look, as is the case with all Sean Payton skill guys, he is a guy that rotates so many different players. You know, you look back at those Drew Brees Saints teams, 1 week it was Devery Henderson, another week it was Lance Moore. He normally has one big guy who is a big wide receiver in Michael Thomas. That, of course, is Cortland Sutton. And then he has just a rotating door of other running backs, receivers, and all of that. So you look at Troy Franklin as well. I see, and I was looking at this a little bit earlier, rookie ticket auto for, you know, $10 at the door. It's pretty nice, if you ask me. Franklin is the rare 2024 rookie who is relevant now that has autos in everything. So you have Panini autos, Flawless autos. You also have Topps autos from him. So the supply is out there, but I like me some Troy Franklin, Andy.
Heck yeah, man. I've written him up past couple weeks. He's a good play. Perfect player to be targeting right now. Second year player. So you have all of his product been having released, and it has an illusion, Carter, of there being an excess supply for 2024 rookie cards. But that's only because those cards were all just released, you know, and you got to think about all those sets that have been released going back to last September. Well, Contenders Optic, Base Contenders, National Treasures, Flawless, Immaculate, all his top sets have just been released in the past few months. So there's an illusion of an excess supply, which is allowing you to buy his cards twice as low as what you typically would for a different player in his similar situation.
Interesting.
So I love targeting second year players right now. There's a guy actually for premium members that I've written up 2 weeks in a row because he's the buy of the century right now. I feel like at this point, all the premium members should have stocked up on him. So I don't feel bad about giving him out on this show, but this is an ultimate buy low opportunity. Your ears are going to perk up on this one, Carter. because he fits the same mold as Troy Franklin in the sense he's a second-year player with this illusion of excess supply. Brian Thomas Jr., he finished his rookie season as almost the rookie of the year and one of the best wide receivers in the league. They draft Travis Hunter. He has drop issues and chemistry issues right out of the gate. There's ambiguity around the guys that they picked up in the drafting of Travis Hunter. Now he goes and gets injured. I mean, this has been an absolute disaster year for Brian Thomas, and he is such a good player. This is the perfect time. You'll be very happy if you buy Brian Thomas Jr. now and stash him for next year, the following year, the year after. At some point, you're going to make a bunch of money.
BTJ. Did not think we were going in that direction. I love it.
Well, I mean, look, I can give you a lot of other guys that are going up right now, like Sean Tucker on the Buccaneers. You know, he's taking over down there, and Bucky may have a high re-injury risk, and they may, you know, kind of shelf him and save him for the playoffs. So right now, Sean Tucker's a fun play to make. But I'm thinking long term. Right now is like when I used to buy AJ Brown's rookie cards in 2021 when the Titans were abysmal, quarterback issues. AJ Brown was struggling with injury issues, and that was right before he went to the Eagles. BTJ has got this kind of career path in his future. I mean, we saw it in his rookie season. This guy could step on to 2/3 of the team in the NFL and become the alpha on that team. So there's huge, huge upside and potential. And right now there's an illusion that there's excess supply. Plus he's injured. Plus he hadn't started the season good. So he was already on the dip and the downward slope. And so you can snipe him in auction right now for close to what you're buying Troy Franklin for.
So you just totally schooled my play of the week. It's got to be BTJ now. That's got to be the play.
Well, yours is good, too. And
No.
I like having that diversified exposure.
If you're telling me that I can get Brian Thomas cards for the same as Troy Franklin, F my play of the week. I should have done.
Check it out. I mean, not quite as cheap, but look right here. Sold 2 days ago at auction. Optic, rookie ticket auto. This is advertised as silver. Serial numbered out of 75, $37. That's a fantastic buy, because if you look at what the ceiling could be for BTJ, it's easily over 100 for this card. It's easily over 100 for this card. If this is a silver and this is just a scan, so let's go look at the back. This is a base. They mislabeled this listing. But still, this is an on-card rookie ticket auto from Contenders Optic, which is a thick chrome stock card. Great premium card. Hard to pull this card out of the boxes. That's not what people are doing. And right now it looks like there's a bunch of these on eBay, but there's really not. It's just because this product was recently released. So they're still breaking boxes of the good Brian Thomas Jr. cards, and those breakers and the people that are getting them, they don't really know his upside, you know, too great. So they're just rolling them out on eBay. They're not stashing him for a special occasion, trying to, you know, get the most they can out of them. They're just rolling it out on eBay and putting it in auction and moving product. And so that's what you want to target. You get yourself a serial numbered rookie ticket auto out of 75, Brian Thomas Jr. for $37. You're sitting on a little gold mine, man.
BTJ to the moon, baby.
Look at this.
Okay. Well, I'll roll with it. So, I'm a BTJ guy. I'm going down with the ship.
Yeah, so in comparison, and this is how we do it real quick, Carter, to go full circle, you go to the Players tab in Slabhawk, and you just type in 2024, and you can scroll down a little bit, and you say, all right, well, what's the upside? Rome Odunze, boom, perfect. Let's go, because in BTJ's situation, the upside is absolutely Rome Odunze. So let's go over here. And let's see what Rome Odunze's rookie ticket autos are doing. Same exact rookie class. So it's a very similar market. He's not a Fanatics exclusive. So we have the silver for 60, 42, You could argue that he's not reached his ceiling yet on these cards. We have some bigger transactions, 175. This base rookie ticket auto for 33, I think is still a deal because you find a base one here November 16th for 40. So he's seeing a little bit of weekly volatility because of Caleb Williams. We know Roma Dunze has emerged as the guy there, and he's a potential alpha, but you know, you have a very spread out game plan, and Caleb Williams has not played the best, you know. So I think you're going to see Roma Dunze have these weeks where he's going to go up in value and then come back down because the next week it's not sustained.
Mm.
But you see, generally, like his cards are going for a lot more on the same type of card.
Nothing but love for Roma Dunze. I flipped one of his cards for pretty massive before the season. So, I didn't know BTU was such a high play for old Andy Kaysen. Look at old lad.
Yeah, BTJ is a huge play. This is the best way to do it. Is come in here to Slab Hog sort by 2024 and then go look at the buy it nows on these guys. And then from there, you can dig into that market. You can see Troy Franklin, he's having a pretty decent amount of buy it nows, but nobody's submitting to PSA. That means Troy Franklin has not become a household name yet. So I look at the PSA added column is how much they become a household name in the hobby. And then the buy it now column is just an overall sign of like purchase health. Like Keon Coleman, for example, you have a lot more collectability behind him because going back to his draft with the Buffalo Bills, even though he doesn't get production most weeks just because Josh Allen is Josh Allen, you know, and he's got a lot of weapons there.
He didn't even dress out this past week for disciplinary. So it's very
– Josh Allen's going to put up a 40-burger every week, so – And then you go and think about the Bills and you're like, well, you know, I just got to buy Josh Allen. I just got to find a Josh Allen card. And his market is now similar to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's another big like season long takeaway from me, Carter, is you got to look at Josh Allen's market now and compare it to Patrick Mahomes. That's what we're talking about. And Josh just doesn't have the Super Bowls, but pretty soon, even if he doesn't have the Super Bowls, he's going to have the MVP. I think he's going to end up having multiple MVPs. I mean, I think he's on track now again to get an MVP this year. So we'll see how he finishes out. That's kind of another season long take for me.
Mm, I like it. Josh Allen winning another MVP. I've seen recently that Drake May is up there in the MVP odds as well. Drake May wins an MVP. I'm going to give you the absolute most I told you so episode of the show we have ever seen. We've already done that plenty of times because I bet a good bit of my reputation on Drake May doing what he's done this year.
Yeah, it wasn't just one show, one time. I mean, you pounded the table, you planted the flag on Drake May for like four episodes in a row, like an entire 2-month-long period where you were talking about Drake May. And so I hope that a lot more people took your advice. I've actually got it's not mine, but it just came in. I should open it right here because this is Billy in Canada, big Patriots fan. He bought a Drake May rookie card, the biggest card he's ever bought. And because it's in the States, he had it sent to me. So I help him out with his cards. I'm trying to see where I put that package. But, here it is. Yeah, he bought a rookie auto Drake May. I know he wouldn't care if I showed you guys, so I didn't even take it out of the package yet.
We got to go full screen for this.
Yeah, let's go full screen. Hold on. Scissors.
And we're getting the whole Nat Sound experience.
Yeah, ASMR.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And while you open that, Jonathan, yeah, Bashal Tootin had a little bit of a breakout this past weekend.
Who is that?
Bashal Tootin.
Oh, Bashal Tootin.
Yeah, I love me some Bashal Tootin, man.
Well, is that because the Jags blew out the blew out the Chargers?
Not only that, they started using him the way he should be used, giving him a lot of pitches to get him downhill. Trust me, Bashal Tootin is the back that Liam Cohen normally likes.
There we go. Do the old Zoom feature. This is authenticated from eBay. Hot off the press. If you're out there, Billy, there you go, man. Let's see.
Oh, and we gemmed.
Rookie Rush PSA 10 rookie auto here. Drake May.
Keep it in there, baby. No fingerprints on the slab.
Well, yeah, the baggie is. I wanted to see if it was serial numbered on the back. Oh, it's on the front. It's out of 25. That's a really nice looking card. There's some changes in the etching on the front. Really nice looking card. Yep, nice.
Good work, baby.
So, yeah.
All right,
Drake May to the moon, man.
We'll talk to you next week. Big thanks to everyone that showed a bunch of love. Don't forget, join the Patreon, patreon.com/footballcards. We are in the Discord chatting it up. And there you go. Once again, if you sign up for the football card Patreon today, I'm covering your first month. So sign up now at the link down below. We'll talk to you next week, y'all. Peace.
Be back. Peace. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.